Look at us kicking off our morning with our night DJ on Classic Rock 98.7. Good morning to you, Alice Cooper, of course, our night DJ from 7 to midnight. If you haven't listened to Alice yet, you got to tune in. Hey, good morning to you. I'm Mason in the Morning playing your favorite classic rock. We're kicking off this hour with Journey. Here's Stone in Love. Those crazy nights. Got Bad to the Bone from George Thorogood. And speaking of Bad to the Bone, I think it's time for some Criminal Genius. This one is a different kind. The headline was, woman arrested for beating up a man with her boobs. Yep, and it's exactly like it sounds. In January, a 46-year-old woman named Jennifer Chapman of Ocean Park, Washington, got into a major argument with one of her male relatives. Now, that's important. That's important for you to know. One of her male relatives. Don't know exactly what the relationship is here, but we do know that they were related. And anyway, Jennifer was trying to take some of his stuff out of his house and then yelling at him in front of his brother and nephew. Once again, all these people are related. At one point, the guy said to her, quote, "You're putting on quite a show." And Jennifer said, "Oh, you want to see a show?" And then she took her shirt off. And then she took her bra off. And then she charged him boobs first, holding her boobs up as she attacked the man. He tried to dodge his relative, but he wound up getting hit in the head and knocked into a wall. Then she decided to rub her breast on the guy's brother and nephew, and then ran outside and peed on the driveway. Why? Nobody knows. Nobody knows. This is a criminal genius. Nobody knows why anybody does anything. She was arrested for assault and was due in court last week. But guess what? She was a no-show. She no-showed to her assault by boob court appearance. Now there is a warrant out for her arrest. And that is actually why we're hearing about this story now. She's looking at up to a year in jail too. And a $5,000 fine for attacking one of her relatives. Boobs first. Is anybody else just picturing the largest tatas you've ever seen? I mean, if you could just swing them around, yield them that way, these have got to be quite the pair. You know, I had a story this morning that I was very excited to talk about. I thought it was really, really cool, and now it's been smushed. It has been crushed unbelievably. I really thought this was amazing. There is a company out there that decided to put out a series of downloadable fonts. You know what I'm talking about there? Like if you're typing on your computer, you pick a font, right? Now, these fonts that they were putting out for free, by the way, were the handwriting of some of your favorite classic rock artists. The handwriting. I mean, how cool is that? I thought this was really, really neat. Songwriterfonts.com is what it was. They say that songwriting is about inspiration. So they actually did this for, I guess, to inspire songwriters using the handwriting of some of your favorite writers, like David Bowie. They had his handwriting on here. They had John Lennon, Kurt Cobain, Leonard Cohen, and a whole bunch of others, right? They took their handwriting and they made it into fonts, which you could download and then have like a original handwritten letter or song. Obviously, you wrote it, but you wrote it in Kurt Cobain's handwriting. I thought this was really neat. Now, I went to the website today because I was about to talk about it with you guys, and it's been shut down. We have been contacted by intellectual property rights owners and are sad to announce that we have shut down this website because of legal issues. We're sorry, and we have to say goodbye. This was today. I thought this was so cool. I wanted to download all these fonts, and now they're gone. That's all it says. It says, hello, goodbye. Hello, goodbye. Obviously, a Beatles song, but they just started this website yesterday, and it's shut down for legal reasons today. Did you know that your handwriting is actually copyrightable? Oh, and it is awful. It's hilarious and horrible and horrifying and hilarious and awful. It really is. Oh, man. Let's just get into it. I don't know how this happened, but it's an embarrassing situation, but it's really, truly embarrassing when it decides to go international. We've got a 45-year-old guy. He is out of Kuching, Malaysia. Yeah, Kuching, Malaysia. We're talking about it in Las Cruces, New Mexico. This man, this 45-year-old man, got his wedding ring stuck on his bing bong. What was he doing? He got his wedding ring put on his bing bong and it got stuck. Believe it or not, why was he doing that? What are you doing? Why were you doing that? What was this? What? I don't understand. I'm looking at my wedding ring right now, and I hope he had a lot bigger fingers than I do. I really do. But guess what? Instead of this guy getting help after putting a wedding ring on his bing bong, he decided to try to pry it off himself using a pair of scissors. What? Of all the things you could pry it off with, scissors is not the right way. That is the wrong thing to do. And apparently that did not go right. It did not go the way he wanted it to go. And he ended up getting the scissors stuck in there as well. Oh my gosh. Then he finally went to the hospital. Good. Good. Thank you. And the surgeons were able to get the ring off and the scissors out. But they did have to use an electric saw. Can you imagine? Oh gosh. Guys, is this awful or what? They had to use an electric saw to saw through the wedding ring and the scissors that were on his bing bong. I don't get it, man. Last we heard, the guy is in stable condition and is still in the hospital. We're hearing about this because Malaysia does not have the same confidentiality laws that they do in the United States. So I'm wondering if this has happened to many, many men here in the U.S., but we just don't hear about it. However, I really, really hope not. Let's keep your ring on your finger, guys. And some people like to cover up that smell with something like a body spray. But let me tell you, the combination could be deadly. It could be very deadly. Holy cow. This is crazy. I didn't know something like this could happen with these two things, but I guess it can. This came from, let's see, NBC4 in Washington, D.C. A guy in Woodland, Maryland was in his car on Thursday, and he gave himself a once-over with the body spray, Axe body spray. You know what that is? It's like perfume in a can, right? But in an aerosol can. And you spray it all over your body and whatever. And then he decided, you know what? Let's light a cigarette. I already smell good. Let's add a cigarette to the equation here. And guess what? The car exploded. It truly exploded. I have pictures here. I can't even believe this. It really did. It blew all the doors open. Every single door, it blew them open. The roof went up into the air. It shattered the front window, the back, the trunk. I guess it's an HHR, if you know what kind of car that is. That thing got blown out all because of Axe body spray and one lit cigarette. It looks like an explosion from some sort of movie, like the kind of explosions you don't actually see. But the guy will live, but he was taken to a burn unit with serious injuries. And police say that, yeah, the explosion was caused by the mix of Axe body spray and the flame from the lit cigarette. Holy cow! You know, I say just live with the stink. If you're going to be a smoker, just live with the stink. Because otherwise you might die with the Axe body spray. That is AC/DC closing out my show for me today. That is Back in Black on Classic Rock 98.7. I'm Mason in the Morning. Getting out of here. We've got Bo coming in next. Before he comes in, I want to remind you that we are giving away Bon Jovi tickets this Wednesday. The show is on St. Patrick's Day. It doesn't get any more rocking than that. That is going to be a party. Bon Jovi in Vegas on St. Patrick's Day. And $500 for you to do whatever you want with. Enjoy that. Make sure your name's in the box at Stay Fit Fitness. If your name's not in the box, you can't win. I gotta go. Catch you tomorrow morning. Classic Rock 98.7. I'm Mason, and I'm out of here. She's still-